Buzzer, good morning, everybody, at least back in the Mile High region, as today we are on the road at East Rutherford, New Jersey, MetLife Stadium, to be exact, as the Denver Broncos travel back east to play the New York Jets.
Often in the NFL, the final score doesn't really tell the whole story.
Loads it up, throws a deep ball, wide open, to Demaryius Thomas in Jets territory.
All week long, the Broncos said beating the Jets on the road.
Snap, he looks left, throws the fade for Amaro. Amaro goes up, makes the catch over T.J. Ward.
Would be a tough task.
Hillman, who has the edge on the right side.
It took until the nine-minute mark for the offense in the second quarter to convert its first third down. But then Manning got hot and moved closer towards making history, throwing two touchdowns and building a 10-point halftime lead.
On the run, throws, pass, caught, DT, touchdown Denver.
In the times I've played against their defense, they've done just quite a number of things. And everything is in his package and his arsenal, and so you have to kind of see sort of what it's going to be that particular day. And so I thought they did some good things, and I thought we hurt ourselves. It made it even harder.
You know, we anticipated that. We have a lot of guys have gone against him, Peyton, even Les all those years in New England. So we anticipated it, and I thought our staff adjusted well and opened some things up and some other means of moving the ball that I think, we're good enough to find a way to win on the road in this league is pretty good.
But with only two possessions in the third quarter, both ending with punts, the Broncos led by just a touchdown with plenty of time left on the clock. And that's when defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio rallied his guys together on the bench and asked one of them, just go out and make a play.
Jack still wants to play football. So, he is very much into it, and that's why we like him as a defensive coordinator. And, he just wanted to make sure we're still in the game, letting us know it's not over. There's a certain way we want to play on defense, a certain way we want to look on tape. And, we let him back into the game a little bit at the end, regardless of what the offense was doing. So he was just making sure that we still had, the same message in mind that they've been preaching all week, is just trying to be great on defense. And we're all on the same page, and we went out there and showed that.
It was a cover two. I just kept vision on Geno. We kind of knew what he was going to do, man. He was going to try to get the ball out of his hands. He had to, really. So he just threw it up, man. I made a play on it.
At MetLife Stadium, I'm Chris Hall from Broncos TV.